Welcome to the programme. Japan and South Korea say North Korea has launched a missile off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. Japan's government temporarily sounded air sirens in Hokkaido, expecting the missile to land near the island. The country's land ministry warned planes flying in Japan's airspace about the missile. South Korea's Coast Guard says it could be a ballistic missile. Robert Bright joins us now from Seoul. Rob, what more do we know about this missile launch?
Yeah, it does seem to be one of the more provocative, longer-range missiles that we know North Korea has and has been testing. It was detected just before 7:30 a.m. local time Thursday morning, being launched from close to Pyongyang, from where the North has launched its longer-range missiles before now. It was determined to be travelling east, as they invariably do, and it was while it was over the sea that separates the Korean Peninsula from Japan that the authorities in the northern island of Hokkaido issued this alert for people to take shelter, saying that they were tracking this missile and it would imminently land, the fear being that it may, or parts of the debris may have landed around the island. Before now, on some of the more provocative launches that the North has carried out, they have fired missiles over the top of Hokkaido out into the Pacific Ocean. This actually fell a lot shorter than Hokkaido, but it was determined to have had quite a lofty trajectory. It went up to an altitude, they reckon, of around 3,000 kilometres. The ICBMs, the intercontinental ballistic missiles that we know the North has and has been testing, they have reached an altitude, an apogee, of around 6,000 kilometres. So they're still trying to determine whether this was a medium-range or an ICBM.
In recent weeks, Rob, dare I say it, even in recent months, we've sort of seen various announcements from the North about missile launches. So what sort of expectation is there where you are that there may be more to come?
Yeah, there's been increasing anticipation that the North was preparing a more provocative type of missile test. There's been increasingly belligerent rhetoric coming out of the North about the joint military exercises taking place this spring between the US and South Korean forces. Also, April sees a number of important anniversaries, and we know that the North will often mark those anniversaries with some sort of dramatic missile test. And we have in a couple of days here the so-called Day of the Sun. That's the 111th anniversary of the birth date of Kim Il-sung, the founder of North Korea. And also, finally, the North has not been picking up the hotlines that exist between the South and the North to try to de-escalate tensions and clear up any misunderstandings. They make in the mornings and afternoons a regular phone call just to make sure the lines are working. Well, since last Friday, so that's 6 days, nearly a week, the North simply hasn't been picking up.
Rob, it's good to get the update. Of course, we'll follow events with you from South Korea as the hours progress. Thank you.